Andy, are you with me?
I've been here long enough, Tony, to hear that McLaren Health Plan is sponsoring your phone line not once but twice.
Boy, you know, there's not a lot of times that I say McLaren Health Plan, Blue Cross Blue Shield in the same sentence.
That's true.
All right, so let's play a game here. Here's Andy Hetzel, and he's waking up yesterday morning, and he's getting his cup of coffee, and he puts his robe and his slippers on, and he goes out to the curb, and he picks up his Detroit Free Press, and on the top fold it says Blue Cross Blue Shield accused of price fixing scheme. Feds say competitors were forced to pay more. Blue Cross says discounts help its members. Then you grab your Detroit News and it says U.S. sues Blues for driving healthcare prices up. Insurer accused of using market dominance to quell competition. And then finally you grab your Atlantic State Journal and it says U.S. state sue Blues saying pricing is unfair. Filing claims it's anti-competitive. Your quote from states that the hospital discounts are a vital part of our mission to provide Michigan residents with statewide access to good health care at a reasonable cost. It sounds like a nightmare.
Well, you know, Tony, I would say that that's why it's important for me to come on your show so we can have an opportunity to tell our side of the story in an intelligent manner. The newspapers tend to just chase after whoever is breaking the news. In this case, it was Michigan Attorney General Cox with his press release, which came out in the morning before Blue Cross was even served with the lawsuit by the U.S. Department of Justice, which was unfortunate.
Well, that seems unfair.
Well, it was a little unfair, but that's how it goes in the media these days. I just appreciate the opportunity to be on with your listeners this morning to tell them about the value that 4 million people in Michigan that are covered by Blue Cross Blue Shield get from the negotiated discounts that we have with hospitals and how that works.
Well, tell us how that works. According to the lawsuit, the pricing is unfair for people who aren't customers. Am I correct in that?
According to the allegations by the U.S. Department of Justice, the pricing that we have with hospitals is unfair. They've made a number of other allegations that really drive headlines. But in truth, Tony, what we do at Blue Cross is we volume negotiate with hospitals. It's the same thing as any large company does with their suppliers. So any company in any industry that has a large number of customers negotiates very favorable rates with their suppliers to lower the cost that it pays for services or supplies or products or what have you. Costco does it. Large automotive companies do it. Anybody in any industry uses its volume to negotiate, and that's what Blue Cross Blue Shield does. We have 4 million members in the state. We cover a little bit less than half of the state's insured population, and hospitals value that. They value the members that we bring in through their doors with our coverage to receive services in their hospitals, and they negotiate what are called fair and reasonable rates with us. They're fair for our members, and they're reasonable for the hospitals. They provide our members with significant discounts in the billions of dollars every year. They provide the hospitals with cash flow and steady revenue.
Well, thanks to our Attorney General, I have a copy of the lawsuit. I guess the lawsuit outlines two types of the most favored nation clauses requiring a hospital to provide services to Blue Cross competitors either at higher prices than Blue Cross pays or at prices no less than Blue Cross pays. Is that correct?
We seek to negotiate the best possible price for our members and our customers at the hospital. What that means, Tony, is that when we go to negotiate with hospitals, we will try to give them a little bit of profit on the business that we bring, but we want assurance that Blue Cross is getting the best price for services that they offer in the marketplace. We think that's justified, given that we have 4 million members in the state and we provide a large volume of revenue to the hospitals. We also think that it's essential to keeping health care affordable in Michigan for 4 million people that carry our coverage. We save, through our discounts, roughly $13 billion a year annually. $13 billion. It's bigger than the state's general fund budget. That's how much we save through the negotiated discounts that we have, not just with hospitals, but with physicians and pharmacies across the state. We think that's important to keeping people's coverage affordable.
What do you think about the allegation that you have $3 billion in reserves and you don't need that much?
Well, it's not so much an allegation. I mean, our reserves are public information. I think the last time that I checked, they were roughly between 2.4 and 2.7 billion. But the truth is that that's not the appropriate measure of our reserves. Our reserves are appropriately measured by how the state regulates them, which is by risk-based capital, which is a measure of our risk in the marketplace, how much we pay out. And we pay out about $20 billion a year for people's health care against how much capital we have to protect against that risk. The banking industry right now is being put on the spot by the government to increase its level of reserve capital because we just got out of a huge financial crisis because a lot of the banks and financial institutions didn't have enough capital to protect against the risk that the banks had in the marketplace, a lot of subprime mortgages and that type of risk. Here in Michigan, Blue Cross Blue Shield serves as insurer of last resort. We cover most of the very sick people in the state with coverage. That's our mission. But what that does is it makes our cost that much higher. We're paying a lot more for medical care for people. We need enough capital in place to protect against that risk in the marketplace. And our reserves are roughly halfway between the bare minimum, what we need to function financially, and the state-imposed maximum. We're one of only two Blue plans in the whole country that has a cap on its reserves imposed by the state of Michigan, and we're not even close to that, to where that is.
Well, the way it's worded by Attorney General Mike Cox is that you forced, and by you I mean Blue Cross Blue Shield, forced 70 Michigan hospitals to agree to give the best deals on prices to the Blues and charge other insurers more, which drove up the cost. Do you agree with that?
We would disagree with that, and the Attorney General, with all due respect, is not in the room when we negotiate these contracts. And all of the contracts with hospitals are entered into willingly by the hospital and by Blue Cross. So it's not a matter of us forcing anybody to conform to what we want. It's a matter of demonstrating to the hospitals, each hospital individually, the value of contracting with us. In some cases, rural hospitals in the state between Medicare, Medicaid, and Blue Cross constitute about 70 to 75% of the revenue that comes in the doors of those hospitals. Medicare and Medicaid consistently underpay for services. They don't pay as much as it costs the hospital to provide the services. These are government programs. The hospitals turn to Blue Cross to help compensate for that underfunding. That is part of the equation. It's part of the conversation that we have with hospitals that we enter into willingly, and we negotiate fair and reasonable reimbursement that helps the hospital with its cash flow and its revenue while also providing significant discounts to our customers and our members, which are important to provide for affordable health care for 4 million people.
So, Andy, you can't force hospitals to do that?
How can we? The hospitals sign the contracts willingly.
Well, Mr. Cox believed that you made the biggest hospitals take the worst deals. They not only had to give the Blues the prices it sought, but the company also required the hospitals to change other insurance companies.
You know, Tony, that's just reverse spin on what we consider getting the best deal. When we negotiate, we don't negotiate the rates that other health plans negotiate with hospitals. We negotiate the rates that we pay. And in our negotiations, we often seek the best possible reimbursement rates, the lowest cost, because, again, the volume that we deliver to these hospitals far exceeds what other health plans are able to provide in terms of revenue and cash flow. So we think it's justified to go in there and negotiate fairly to have the lowest cost for our members. Now, there's a lot of reverse spin going on. So the Department of Justice and the Attorney General are spinning that back, saying Blue Cross is forcing these hospitals to charge these other health plans much more. That's not the case. We only negotiate the rates that we pay. If, in fact, our negotiations yield a 10% lower rate than somebody pays, a 25% lower rate than somebody pays, that's the outcome. But that rate is Blue Cross's rate. It's not, we don't negotiate the rate that Health Plus or that Priority Health or that Aetna pays. We negotiate Blue Cross's rate.
Andy Hetzel is Vice President of Corporate Communications at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. We've got two more questions for Andy. Andy, Mr. Cox also accuses the Blues of telling smaller hospitals, and he said 45, that it would slash reimbursement payments by up to 16% if they did not agree to give the Blues the best deal. Do you agree with that?
Again, he wasn't in the room, and I can't agree or disagree with whether or not that statement is accurate. It might have been, or it might not have been, part of the conversation. But these are business negotiations, Tony. When we go to a hospital and negotiate reimbursement on behalf of our customers in Michigan, our customers demand that we negotiate very fairly but reasonably on their behalf. The hospital comes into that conversation with their point of view. They are trying their best to get as much reimbursement out of Blue Cross as they can, particularly rural hospitals. Rural hospitals, again, going back to what I said before, rely overly on Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and government programs for revenue. They're trying their best to get as much out of us as they can get, and that's how they come into the conversation. Where we come in is representing our customers, and our customers want us to provide the lowest possible cost because customers in Michigan are struggling to afford coverage today.
Well, if I play devil advocate, it would look like that these allegations are that the Blues are this big, bad insurance provider with $3 billion in reserves, and they're a big entity, and unless hospitals play ball and sign agreements and do what the Blues want, then the Blues won't work with them and will take away that compensation.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't agree with it, and nor do I think the hospitals would agree with the Attorney General or whoever is suggesting that we spend down our reserves. Our reserves are there to protect the hospitals as much as they're there to protect our members and our customers. Again, going back to what happened in the banking industry, we don't want to see that happen with 4 million people in Michigan who carry the Blue Cross and Blue Shield card, where all of a sudden we don't have enough money to pay the bills. The hospitals don't want that either. And I would suggest to you and your listeners that big is often good. Big in other industries is seen as good. Costco delivers low prices. Walmart, for all their faults, delivers low prices because they have volume discounts with suppliers. We save our customers in Michigan $13 billion a year in negotiated discounts. We think that's good for healthcare affordability. And I'll tell you what, if the government is successful in this lawsuit and even changes by 1%, if it forces Blue Cross to pay 1% more for healthcare through this suit, you know how much that is? That's $190 million more a year that we pay for healthcare. And you know where that comes from? That comes from healthcare consumers in Michigan. We don't think healthcare consumers in Michigan can afford to pay that much more, and we're working hard every day to keep healthcare affordable, and this is part of that equation.
Finally, Andy, there's a pending challenge by the Attorney General initiated by the Office of Financial Insurance Regulation to a rate hike request filed by the Blues to increase monthly premiums an average of 15% for people 19 to 64. Mm-hmm. I look at this and everything else, and if I was going to play angel advocate, I would say that it looks like the Attorney General is picking on the Blues.
Well, I mean, if you've been following this Attorney General over the past couple years, you know that we're a particular target of his for probably various reasons, some of them political, some of them otherwise. But I tell you what, the increase that we've asked for on our individual plans is an increase that even if we get it, even if we get the increase that you have mentioned, we're still going to lose tens of millions of dollars on those individual plans because we have purposefully asked for less than we need to break even on those plans. Again, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is the only insurance company in Michigan that has covered you when you have a pre-existing condition, covers you when you're sick, does not deny coverage. What that does is it makes our pool that much more expensive. And because none of the other insurers in Michigan really want to cover sick people, that puts pressure on our premiums. And we ask for rate increases, but in this case, we're asking for less than what we need because we recognize the pressure that families are under, the pressure that the economy is putting on businesses. We want to ask for something more. We don't want to put over amounts of pressure on the marketplace. And we're going to lose tens of millions of dollars even if the insurance commissioner grants us the increase we've asked for.
Andy, I spoke with John Berg from Sparrow Hospital last night. Officials from Sparrow are reviewing the lawsuit, and they're going to come on the program on Friday. Tomorrow, I will have representatives from the Attorney General's office, and obviously I will stay in touch with you because we want to get all sides of the story. And I know I asked you a lot of tough questions, but I appreciate your candor.
I appreciate the tough questions, and I hope your listeners do too. I've had a good conversation with you today.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tony.